Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of KFFB's Open Mic program. We do have Senator Bozeman with us. Senator John Bozeman, thanks for taking time and talking with us today.
Well, thanks as always so much for having me.
A lot of activity going on in Washington, D.C., but one thing I wanted to bring up, and it seems like with the American Sniper out, there's been a lot more talk about veterans. It is the biggest blockbuster movie of all time, I think, for a movie of that sort. But the Clay Hunt Suicide Prevention for American Veterans Act, talk about that. That's something that's very serious for veterans.
Well, this is very serious. They estimate that 22 veterans a day commit suicide. It's a serious problem. This Clay Hunt Suicide Bill, the SAVE Act, what it's designed to do is to make it such that we get more providers of mental health care in the VA system, and then also keep the good providers that we've got. The other part of it is to take programs that are doing a good job helping veterans that have this problem, or actually solving the problems, put more resources towards them, programs at work. I had the opportunity to be at the signing ceremony when President Obama signed it into law. So I think this is something we can be very proud of. It's not the solution. It's a step in the right direction. And we just need to continue to be vigilant as we go forward and make sure that we continue to put this at the top of our radar.
So if any veterans have any questions, and this is something, a senator, that's dear to my heart, the veterans is what I think the government should help more than anything. And that's what it's all about, really, to me. What does a veteran need to do if they have questions that maybe they're sitting in a situation and maybe need some help financially or for knowing what to do for the doctors and things of that nature?
Sure. Well, I'm like you. I mean, my dad did 23 years in the Air Force and retired as a master sergeant. So this is something that's certainly near and dear to my heart. And so if someone is having troubles with the VA or having trouble with disability or whatever the situation is, they should feel very free to call our office number. And let me give you one of those offices. It's 501-372-7153. So 501-372-7153. Or they can look, get online to our website, just ask for information for our number, and they'll get an office and then hook us right up, and we'll be glad to help them any way that we can.
Well, make sure that Sarah from your office sends that information. We'll post this interview, as we always do, at kffb.com, and that'll be listed there. We'll put those contact numbers there as well. Well, let's move on. President is asking Congress for the new powers to fight ISIS. Explain what's going on with this situation.
Well, what the president has done is he's consulting Congress. He's sent over a memorandum of understanding, saying this is what I want to do and would like the power to do it. It's a great step in the right direction. I think that Congress should be consulted in this. Probably one of the most important, perhaps the most important votes that we make in Congress is putting our men and women in harm's way. And so what this does is ask for the authority to fight ISIS, and it's going to be discussed a lot. I think it's going to be changed a lot. I have real concerns in the sense that, there's no reason to really hamstring our military by telling the enemy what you're going to do. And so you shouldn't tell them that this is only for 3 years. You shouldn't tell them that it precludes, troops on the ground. You can argue all of those things, and hopefully, we want to wind this thing up. On the other hand, I think it is important to make it such that the military has the ability to prosecute the war as they deem necessary, and not telegraph to our enemy, what we're going to do in the future.
We've been talking with Senator Bozeman here on KFFB's Open Mic. Coming up tomorrow, we'll be talking about immigration, the Keystone, and serving over 3,000 Arkansans right here on KFFB's Open Mic. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you so much.